That was Luke, Ted.
Is he okay?
He's fine. Do you fancy a cuppa?
I'm going into the office.
On a Saturday?
That's the end of the month. I need to make sure the books are balanced. That slimy Simy is lurking.
Oh, I thought we were going into town.
Well, it'll have to wait. I'll see you in a couple of hours.
Right. If Ted's working, so will I. I'll log on to the forums. I need to get an outfit for later, and I definitely need some new shoes.
New shoes? Where are you going to put them? You must have about 200 pairs.
I haven't got 200 pairs. Anyway, I need some high heels. I've hardly got a decent pair.
What about that black pair you bought about a month ago? They were really nice.
Too black. I'm wearing a white skirt tonight. I can't possibly wear black shoes.
That's nice.
What?
In that window there, that black dress.
No, I need something white. I'm not after a dress anyway.
I wasn't thinking for you.
Oh, for you. Yeah. I bet you look really nice in it. Why don't we go in and you can try it on?
Even if I had the money, which I don't, where do you think I'm going to go in a dress like that?
Okay, so you don't go out much, but...
Don't, Cher. I love this baby to bits, I really do, but sometimes...
She'll be all grown up soon enough, Katie. Then you can go out as much as you want.
By the time she's grown up, I'll be nearly 50. I won't be going out on the Raz then.
Life doesn't end at 50. Look at my mum. She still goes out with the girls, and she's nearly 60.
Did you see they're thinking of building a big new Tesco's up on the old common?
Really? The old common, eh? I used to hang out there when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, I'd ride up there on my bike and we'd use the abandoned cars as an obstacle course and chase each other round. It'd never be allowed today. Health and safety nightmare.
Ah, well, places like that where I lived, there was one, a disused mine. I had my first snog down there. Susie Parker. We were 14. I thought I was in love until I saw her snogging my mate Phil.
How poetic, Neil.
Anyway, the old common. It's going to be turned into a Tesco's.
Oh, that's very sad. I should have nowhere to race my bike now.
You don't have a bike. Anyway, it'll wreck the local economy.
Well, that's as may be. But there is no local economy round the old common.
When was the last time you were up there, David?
Oh, now you're asking. 10 or 12 years ago, I suppose. Why?
Well, I was up there this morning.
This morning? What were you doing up there this morning?
Taking photos on my phone. Here, look.
That's not the old common. That looks quite nice. The old common was, well, old and common.
Well, it's been done up. And these are the local economy. A couple of nice cafes. See that one there? I bought a nice mug of cappuccino in there. And this... This is a fresh food market they have there every Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Blimey. So why are you getting all worked up about it?
Well, I've been reading about the way Tesco's take over an area. They use their market power to drive out smaller firms.
Is this in your course?
Yeah. It's dead interesting. This is all about domination, David. Big companies, like Tesco's, use their market power to seduce us into buying from them and them alone.
Domination? Seduction? This is a social sciences course, is it?
Don't try to bring this down to your level. This is important.
Fair enough, Neil. But don't they also create lots of jobs? And don't they create more choice?
Yeah, but at what price, Dave? What price?
A cheap one, usually.
But they can only do that by exploiting workers abroad. And do you know Tesco controls nearly one third of the grocery market in the UK?
Okay, mate, calm it down a bit.
I am calm, but the big four are like a monopoly. They give us choice, but only the choices they think we should have. In some places, Tesco's alone control over 60%. 60% of the market. How's that choice?
Well, I suppose...
And they extort workers overseas so that you can have cheap goods. In India, they've got kids. Kids, Dave, working for about £17 a week, and still their families are in poverty, all so that we can have cheap goods.
And you're getting all this out of your course?
Yeah, I've never really thought about it before.
Well, good for you, mate. Now how about taking your righteous indignation up to the bar and filling my pint?
Hello?
Hi, Mum, it's Louise.
Louise, how are you? Is everything okay?
I was just wondering about you, Mum. I keep meaning to get in touch, you know. Are you okay?
I'm fine, love. How are the children?
Well, they're proper Aussies now. Todd's joined his school rugby team, and Annabelle's taken up gymnastics.
Gosh, they must be so big now. I wished you lived closer.
Oh, you should come out here for a holiday.
A holiday in Australia? I'd love to, but you know your dad doesn't like flying.
Is Dad there?
No, I'm afraid not. He's had to go into work, the end of month panic.
Oh, he's not still having those, is he?
As usual.
So what have you been up to?
Me? I've started an open university degree.
Oh, good for you. Well, I bet Dad's happy.
Well, you know Dad, so long as it doesn't get in the way of the ironing.
He's such a chauvinist. Honestly, he treats you like chattel, Mum. It's the 21st century. Anyway, what are you doing?
I've signed up on a psychology pathway, but we have to start with a social sciences foundation course.
Oh, brilliant. How's it going?
I'm really enjoying it. It's great to feel I'm actually using my brain.
Oh, well, you go for it, Mum. Is it all home study?
Oh, no, we have tutorials too at a local study centre. I went to one recently. It was great, really good.
So what are the other students like then? Are they quite young or what?
Not all of them, though I think I'm the oldest in my group. They're from all sorts of backgrounds. I was talking to this young woman who was a Somali refugee.
Oh, that's really interesting, Mum. So you get to meet them then?
Yes, I've got quite friendly with a couple of them, and I've just registered to attend a conference. I'm thinking of being a presenter.
Mum, wow! You're going to be a presenter at a conference. What are you presenting on?
I haven't decided yet. They're running these training workshops. I might learn how to make a podcast, or perhaps do some blogging.
Hark at you. I bet Dad's happy with the new you.
I haven't mentioned that I'm thinking of taking part in the conference. You know what he's like.
Yes. He doesn't have a very enlightened attitude to women, does he?
Oh, he's just a bit traditional. His heart's in the right place. But listen to me going on about myself. What about you? And what about Michael? Is he okay? Louise?
Well, I had to tell you sooner or later, but Mike's moved out.
What? What do you mean, moved out?
Well, things haven't been that good between us for a little while. We've been spending more time fighting than anything, so we thought a trial separation was for the best.
So this is just a trial?
No, not really. We've been separated for 3 months. He's going out with some bimbo from the typing pool where he works. Mike and I are getting a divorce.
A divorce? What about the children?
Well, they'll be fine. Half their friends are from failed marriages. We couldn't stay together just for them. Anyway, listen, Mum, I'm sorry. I have to go. I have to pick up Annabelle from the pool. But don't worry, we'll all be fine. Give my love to Dad. Bye.
Bye. Oh, dear. A divorce. At her age, too.